Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Pistons got us to fall in love with basketball again. Got the heart racing, got playoff action, close games all throughout. And they're bounced in the first round. Proud of the fight, proud of the season. Didn't have to end this way. Asking you guys why it ended this way. 248-539-9797. And summing up the season, John, I think everybody's going to view the season as a wild success.
Oh, sure. I mean, you go from 14 wins a year ago, and I mean, the worst record in Pistons history, an embarrassment in the NBA, to 44 wins, the number six seed overall. And then you take this one to six games. You win a couple of games on the road. Now, the disappointing part is they never won one at home. Should have, but they never did.
Yeah, that's the frustrating thing. If they're going to lose in the first round, we still haven't christened LCA with a playoff win. I know. And for the fans who went to one, two, or even all three of those games.
Yeah, something to look forward to for next year. Yeah.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. They lost because of Cade. They won game five because of him, and they lose when he doesn't hit clutch shots. He can't close out.
Well, he didn't close out this year. I'm not going to say it's a character flaw just after his first trip to the postseason.
Texter says, Cade isn't him. Sorry, but he isn't.
Cade isn't him?
Isn't him.
Who's he?
Yeah, I think people are going off the deep end a little bit here. I'm fine with being critical of him because he's their best player and there's moments he could have played better. There's another gear there for Cade to get to. But I think it's silly if we're going to do the, like, he's Robin, well, he I think can't he, do it. He's writing him off after his first postseason where he went 25-8-8. That'd be ridiculous.
Okay, so what we saw, we witnessed what happened. And there were times where I want to be measured in my criticism of him, because after game one, you are a part of that team that's on the floor and your opponents go on a 21-0 run. Superstars do something in that moment so that they don't go on a 21-0 run. And it doesn't have to be, I mean, you would like it to be a couple of big buckets. It could be a pass, it could be an assist, it could be anything like that, but you get a stop. And when you have an opportunity in game four from the elbow, it's not like it was a difficult shot. There wasn't anybody in his face. He was wide open. And you come up small. Like, those are a part of the facts, but I'm not going to sit there and say that this is who he is or will be for his entire career.
Yeah, you got to let this play out a little bit, please. Let's see what we get to next year. I mean, who knows? He could be a guy that can't close. Who knows? He could be, you know, what some of these people are saying, but to say it's absolute right now is silly. I don't know if he's Batman or Robin. I mean, you said the 25-8-8. That club is Oscar Robertson and Luka.
Yep.
Now, if you want to start nitpicking and picking that apart, one doesn't have a championship and one only won one. You know, when you have a guy who's kind of a, quote, walking triple-double, there are things that you need around that are a little bit different from when you have a different type of star, like a Kobe or something like that, you know? So, to me, they've got to get more three-point shooting. And he has to stop turning the ball over as much as he is. I think if they do those two things, this team could get in the 50 to 55 win category.
Totally. Mm-hmm. We're going to have those conversations this summer. Yep. I mean, with players who may be available and the fact that he does not have a clear number two, and that may have made the difference in the series. You take some of the burden off this guy. I mean, it was nice that, as great as Brunson was, he also had Karl Anthony Towns. And when Towns didn't give him much last night, Bridges was very good for the Knicks
in that game.
Yeah, OG did his thing. We got ticket texts and phone calls, 248-539-9797. Texter says, Cade is a marginal star. Turnover factory, careless with the ball, poor passer, can't inbound, miss critical free throws. A star player doesn't jack up threes with 18 seconds on the shot clock, up 10 in the fourth. Schroeder is the only reason we weren't swept, Rick in Auburn Hills. Scathing review of Cade Cunningham. Cade's the guy. Kobe threw air balls when the playoff pressure hit him for the first time. Cade will be the guy. He will learn. Yeah, look, I'll go down with the ship on Cade. I think he will be a Batman. I think he can be the best player on a championship team. I'll go down with the ship. I know a lot of you guys didn't even want to give him the max deal last summer. So,
I mean, we saw how good he can be this year. And I think you put more pieces around him. No one wins an NBA championship with one star.
Doesn't happen.
So if he's not Batman, they should get somebody who was a Batman, like a Devin Booker.
Sure.
If he is Batman, they should get him as Robin, a running mate, like Devin Booker. You get Devin Booker either way. It doesn't matter where he's on.
Yeah, no matter what you're, you know.
At that point, it doesn't matter if Batman or Robin, you're winning games.
Put another superhero on this team.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Let's get to the phones. Got a lot of them this morning. Be patient with us. Daryl in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
Hey, Jim, you said a few minutes ago that the Pistons weren't outmatched. They were outmatched. The Knicks have better shooters than the Pistons. Durham can't score unless he's dunking. Thompson can't score unless he's dunking, and he can't hit free throws. The reason Thompson was out of the ball game because they Pistons need scores. Hardaway choked the game. You don't throw a jump pass when you're up in the air trying to throw jump pass. Hardaway choked. And when it comes to Cade opened his mouth during the season saying he wanted to be the best player in the NBA. So you come out and say something like that, and then the way you played it. Yeah, he was 25-8-8, but when it was crunch time, he did not show up. Cade did not show up. The Pistons need more shooting. Hardaway is a bench player. Harris is a bench player. Pistons need some scores, and they need some height. They don't block out on rebounds.
Oh, there are too many of those. You're right.
It doesn't make sense. And then the defense, they just let Cade take too many plays off of me. That's just me saying this. He takes too many plays off. He makes a mistake, and he don't get back on defense. That's all I got to
say. I don't know that I see that from him. We've had a couple calls today dogging Cade's defense. Look, I don't think he moves his feet like an elite NBA defender, but he protects the rim. He gets his hands in the lane. He gets steals. He's a bigger guard. I certainly don't view him as a liability on the defensive end of the floor.
No, and I mean, to say that the Pistons need shooters,
yeah.
I mean, okay, master of the obvious.
They added some. They got a little further. They're going to need more.
Yeah, they need more. They need more stars. And again, I'll go back to, the question will be, how many stars do they need to add? Because Cade's a star, and I think, you know, Malik Beasley is really good off the bench.
He's a six-man.
But yeah, he's a six-man. But you can't have your running mate be a guy that's not even on the floor to start the game.
Tobias Harris can't be your number two either. And I know Jaden Ivey offers a lot of upside. I'd like something a little more proven. Look, if there's nobody available, like Giannis wants to go to San Antonio or Miami or OKC outbids the market, fine. If Devin Booker chooses to stay in Phoenix, that's his own choice, I suppose. I'd be aggressive. And if you can't get someone, fine. You throw Ivy in and see if it makes a difference. But you should be pursuing
all
superstars.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Big game hunting as quickly as this summer. Let's get to Rush and Romeo. Rush, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's good. Up? How you doing, man?
So I was calling in because I feel like Jalen Brunson's getting way too much heat for all the calls he's getting. But I feel like when you have Cade shooting 0-for-8 from 3, I feel like there's much bigger problems to worry about than what the officials have to say.
Yep.
I mean, it's frustrating hearing everybody call in and not take accountability for the loss. So that's really all I got.
Well, when they needed Cade the most, he didn't have those moments in this series.
And there were some open threes last night.
Yeah. I mean, you could talk about what game five, where he had 13 in the fourth quarter. All right, great. In a one that ended in six games, that's one of the six.
He needed to have three or four of those games.
Yeah. And he had opportunities.
I mean, some of that's the way the roster's constructed is. It was him or him.
Yes.
You know, you can't look over. There's no one else. It's him or him.
And for Malik Beasley, it was two good halves in this series. It was half of the first game, and it was half of game six.
The middle four games of this series,
absent
24% from three. The middle four games, the biggest shooting addition you added all season was on a milk carton. How much does that change how you view the series if he's knocking down threes all along the way? Do they end up winning one of those home games? I mean, there's so many things to point to in the series. 248-539-9797. All right, we're going to get more of your thoughts. Sum up the year. Why didn't they advance? It's 97-1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch all sports, but especially if it's postseason basketball, hockey, football when it comes back. It's at Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino, you can catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You could chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Whew. I know you were there. That had to be, that place had to be going nuts.
He blew the top off that building in the first half. He's your guy, Beasley. They needed him, and he was great in the first half, getting him back into the ball game.
Just quick on those six threes in one half. I got a little bit of a Michael Jordan feel when he did it in the six. He made the six in the one game against Portland back in the day. I watched that game live, and it was because it was Jordan. It was elevated so many 1,000 times more.
Yeah.
But that was pretty crazy when he hit that last one to take the lead. I mean, come on.
For the game, though, they did not shoot the three well. I think outside of Beasley, they only made three threes for the game. People have pointed out that Cade's part of that, 0-for-8, and they lost.
And those were the only six he made.
Yeah, those are, yeah, well, lot to unpack, okay? 248-539-9797. Everybody's thrilled with the season. Massive success, huge step forward for the organization. Yet at the same time, it felt like they let the series get away. They had fourth quarter leads in three of their four losses. So we ask, why didn't they advance? Because it was there for them.
It was. And there's a lot of different things. It's Sar, you know, hey, being a good defender on a player like Jalen Brunson, but it's a coaching decision for him not to be in there last night when it really mattered to be able to get some stops. But it's also the liability that he is offensively.
But the trade-offs, we've seen it play out.
But if that's part of the reason. If you have a guy that's more of a complete player, and I think he can be moving forward.
Still young.
But that's part of the reason. Part of the reason is Cade not being able to finish things out in the fourth quarter. Part of the reason is Malik Beasley being absent for other than one whole game, a half at the beginning of the series and a half at the end of the series. There's a lot of different things, and you talk about the coaching, and we loved it in Game 5 where we saw Morrisar Thompson, and they end up winning on the road. It's not being able to win at home. There's a lot of different reasons.
Jalen Brunson was held to his worst playoff game in a Knicks uniform, Game 5 at the Garden. Points and percentage, he was smothered, and it was an Asar Thompson coming out party. The Pistons have a lead in the fourth quarter at home. Brunson would go on to finish with 40. Asar Thompson played half the game. I don't know how you justify it. He wasn't in foul trouble. How do you justify Asar Thompson leaving in the fourth and playing 23 minutes? Can't do it. We saw enough times in the series how he could be the difference in closing out these games. Their offense is a struggle at times. They didn't shoot well enough. Cade's got some growing up to do, another gear for Cade to get to. But their recipe all along was stops on defense. You die with Asar on the floor. Bolt him down. Don't let him leave the floor. You guys let us know what stood out to you. 248-539-9797. Ton of phone calls today. Let's go to Grant and Warren. Grant, thanks for being patient.
No problem. So, you guys, I mean, it is unconscionable how you take Asar Thompson off the floor in the fourth quarter. I was the guy that called about the net ratings last time.
Yep.
Now you have to live or die with him just being on the floor. Why was he second in minutes, in least amount of minutes, to Paul Reed? He played just a few more minutes than Paul Reed. It's incredible. Like,
boy, when you put it that way.
Well, he played 14 more minutes than Paul Reed.
No, I know, but his point is every other Piston played more minutes than Asar Thompson besides Paul Reed. That's a wow when you frame it that way.
And Tim Hardaway is a cone on defense. If he's not hitting his shots, he has to get off the floor. You have to take him off.
Right, because that's the trade-off. You go, well, who are you going to take off the floor? And
yeah, Hardaway would have been the answer.
Because Beasley back had been so hot. I know Hardaway hit one really big three and part of that that run that gave them the lead in the fourth. But if we're looking at the minutes distribution, you got to take from somebody, and Asar need to be out there, especially once they had wrestled the lead back, right? Mm-hmm. So you get up 5 with 4 minutes to go. Asar is in the game. I'm sorry, you're going to make Brunson earn it. Towns was a no-show. You're going to put Asar on Brunson, and you're going to let that be the game.
Right, and Brunson was 2-for-10 when Asar was on him. And then he goes on a 5-point run immediately when Asar comes out.
Yeah, he was hounding him. There was a possession. I know the last possession Brunson won.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a possession in that fourth quarter where he ran him off the court.
Yeah.
I mean, shot clock violation, essentially. Just you could not move past Asar Thompson. The length, the footwork, the tenacity on defense. I want more of that. That's who they are. I want more of that. Lean into that at the end of that game.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, we start seeing teams play defense in the playoffs. And he's been doing that all season long. That's why we talked about the advantage being for the Pistons going into this is they weren't going to have to modify their play at all. They just needed to be who they were. The problem is they weren't who they were. Malik Beasley wasn't who he was. Cade didn't have those fourth quarters that we need our leader to have.
John, you're next up. I don't think we've heard this point very much today. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going today? Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say one thing. You know, everybody keeps talking about the fact that we need another person or another shooter. We need to insert somebody else in our starting lineup or anywhere. But I want to talk about the fact that we're missing Ivy and we're missing Stu. We needed both of those guys. We needed the firepower from Ivy, and we needed the enforcement from Stu. And, you know, just like the other callers said, I'm glad you guys just touched on that. We got people on the floor that are a certain reason. You know, you got to get Hardaway off if he's not on his game. We need defense. You got Stewart. You got Ivy. Now there's different people and different bodies on different players and you different mismatches. And with both of those guys in, I'm not saying we're going to win the series. I don't know if the outcome is going to be different, but the series is going to change. With those two guys in, it's going to be a whole different thing. And then with Ivy in, this whole season would have been different. I don't even know if we would have been a sixth seed. It might have been better.
It's possible. We'll never know. And, I mean, here's the thing about needing a running mate for Cade. If you have Ivy and you have Stu in this series, maybe you do win it. But you're not good enough to beat the Celtics in a seven-game series.
I'm happy you said that because I think Stewart makes a big difference in games 3 and 4 in Detroit when Karl-Anthony Towns was going off. Ivy certainly would give him another guy who can create a shot. A lot of this is, I mean, Beasley's not creating a shot.
Right.
He's relying on a set play and a catch and shoot. Ivy can get his own shot. Maybe it swings a game in this series and it's enough to win it. They're still not getting through Boston. And that's why you still have to consider the Bookers of the world and the Giannis conversation because you're not getting further simply just with Ivy. Yeah. A lot of people love Ivy on the ticket text. A lot of people saying we need to give him a chance that he can be the number two.
I just don't see him as a number two. Like, you need not just stars, but superstars. And if Cade is going to be that superstar, he has to take care of his own business and be that guy in the fourth quarter. But he also needs a running mate that can make it a little bit easier. When you have Beasley, when you have those guys this year, you see how much easier it is for Cade to do what he could do. Now you got to take it to the next level. And I don't think Jaden Ivey allows you to take it that much further past where you were this year.
Bunch of ticket texters have made this same point, some NBA historian perspective. Even Michael Jordan, many people consider the greatest basketball player of all time. He was a playoff nothing until Scottie Pippen showed up. And that's not to take away from Jordan. It's just the harsh reality of the league. You can't do it by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, who was the last team that one with just one superstar? I don't know that that's even possible. I surely don't think it's possible. You need another star. You need multiple stars to be able to compete for an NBA championship.
Dirk did it, but I think Jason Kidd was on that team. So I'm not sure that we can count the Dirk Mavericks title. You could go back to the Pistons, but that was a team. Like the 04 Pistons was, you know, five guys on a string on defense. It's an outlier. I mean, the history of the league suggests you need two and sometimes three to get it done. Pistons have one. I'll stand on that today. I know people aren't happy with some of the closeout stuff from Cade. Nobody's happy with 0-for-8. I'll stand on that. They have one.
I mean, you could have a conversation about the Bucks just a few years ago. I know Greg said Middleton. I would maybe, I'm tweening on that, a 2-3.
Raptors with Kawhi, but that was a weird situation where KD got hurt in those finals.
Yeah. No, it's hard.
Yeah, the most part, you're going to need to have two. And
the
0-4
Pistons.
I brought it up. 248-539-9797. It's so clear why the Pistons lost the series. Cookies picked them.
And was there. The double whammy.
Cookies, I'm sorry, but for the future of Detroit professional sports, you must be banned from going to any postseason activity until we win a championship. John, no one booed me last night, but I did have my head on a swivel.
I was curious. That's the first question I think I asked you this morning.
Hey,
when you walked in, when you were walking out last night, did you get booed?
I had people come up to me and ask if I had been booed.
Careful with all the you taking every single bullet on this now. Now, yes, he's there, and we might have a problem with this to where one day he gets banned from playoff games. But John picked him in 6. You picked him in 7.
Yeah.
So now John's not taking any bullets for that.
Well, yeah, but it's...
Have you listened to this show before? Yeah. You know how it goes.
It's just you. They single out you for picking them.
Well, sometimes I'm louder. More obnoxious. Comes with the territory. Yes.
Smarmy.
Yeah.
Smarmy even.
The smarm carries over.
There's an
topics.
Alarm on the show for me. I understand it comes with the territory. 248-539-9797. If you've got some reasons besides my presence at the game, we want to hear them. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys. If you're like me and you like knowing what to expect, then... You're definitely like me, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Verizon's got some big news for you and your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Malik Beasley, John, best shooter in the world.
That's the mindset you got to have. I'm not going to crucify him for that. I don't think anybody believes he's the best shooter in the world, but...
He has to think that.
He has to think that, sure.
Best shooter in the world was MIA for the middle four games of the series. Was phenomenal in the first half last night, but the Pistons season comes to a close. Look, it sucks because they had, by all accounts, a wildly successful season. I hate that they didn't win a single home playoff game for a crowd that was raucous.
Yeah.
Each of the three games, and including last night's fourth quarter. I love... to see the appreciation and the buy-in from this fan base. John, we had done so many shows as they started to turn the corner. You guys bought in? What do you guys think? Not this morning.
No.
People are bought in. There is a renewed appreciation and energy and fervor for basketball again in the city. People are in on this team now. I think they appreciate the fight last night. Digging themselves a hole in the first quarter, getting right back in it at halftime. Game slipping away in the third. Can you pack it in? Nope. They come roaring back in the fourth and build up a lead. They got a long way to go, and we've pointed out some of the flaws. I think Cade is taking a lot this morning. There's a harsh tone around Cade Cunningham. We've highlighted that this is his first postseason, and there's going to be a lot more for him in the coming years.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be more opportunity. More of a chance for him to be able to step up and show that, hey, you know, this was my first experience. These are the running mates I had at the time. And we get 2, 3, 4 more years down the road, then we'll be able to judge better, you know, does he have the clutch gene or not?
Brought up Asar Thompson. Wanted to see him play more minutes last night, especially with the lead in the fourth quarter. Brought up 3-point shooting for the series and last night, because outside of Beasley, they got very little. Only 3 made threes outside of Beasley. You tell us what stood out. 248-539-9797. And as much as we're fixated on our team, nobody wants to give him any love. Jalen Brunson did drop 40 points in a road closeout game. And he is both a mother flopper and hell of a clutch closer.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to give him credit, but he was phenomenal. Let's get to Carl in Southfield. Carl, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
What's
good.
Up?
It's all good. I just want to give the Pistons congratulations. They had a great season, you know, based on how it's been going for the last 4 to 5 years. But what they really need is a big that can spread the floor and can shoot. Like, if they had got through this series, they got to face Porzingis in Boston. And let's just say they did when they usually got to deal with Zubac in the West and the Joker, and they don't have anybody that can really match up to them. So they need a big that can spread the floor. They need a Karl-Anthony Towns kind of player. as far as the game itself went, you know, Hardaway Jr. is a liability. He misses too many shots. Very inconsistent. So they got to fix that. Other than that, they had a great season, and we just look forward to next year.
Yeah, I think everybody's excited about the future.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited to see what they do next year. Excited to see what type of moves they make with the roster between now and then.
Right, you know, because to me, they really need another big. You know, even having Beef Stew back would have been cool. But, you know, I tell some of my friends, like a guy like Dwight Howard, bring him in. You know, he can play the fourth quarter, just like how the Nuggets have DeAndre Jordan. You need another rim protector because we don't have enough size. You need somebody big that can that's going to give you some fouls and put some of that weight on their big so that they can tire them down. That's what's holding us back.
Carl, I love the phone call, but did I just hear? Did you say Dwight Howard?
No, Dwight Howard, not Dwight Howard.
Right.
Now,
oh, okay.
I mean, if he was available, I mean, you know, he's in shape, but I mean, somebody like him, we need another big in there that can pound and wear down their bigs, you know, because the way the Pistons are right now, from me watching them every night. You know, the only way they're going to really win games is when Schroeder's on the floor, it's the best in the world because he can draw fouls. Just like when Reggie Jackson used to play for the Pistons, he was Mr. Fourth Quarter. He can get you some fouls. That gives our starters a chance to rest. You know, Beasley and Cade, they're running around. They're trying to get their shots. They're tired. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have somebody that can get to the foul line, draw fouls. Each team, I mean, every time we go on the floor, I think we should have an objective to get their stars in foul trouble. That's the thing that they were doing with Brunson in the last game. You know, he got in foul trouble. Towns got in foul trouble because we started playing their game to a certain degree where we were drawing fouls, and that's what we have to do more of. You know, Cade, you know, he's a great player, but his decision making on his passing and, you know, trying to split defenses. You don't really need to be bringing the ball up. Let Schroeder bring the ball up in the fourth quarter.
Well, they did mix it up. Yeah, and you're right. They did mix it up because you have to do a little bit of that in the postseason. One guy can't shoulder all of that. And his decision-making needs to be better. But as you get in those playoff games and the windows tighten up, right, and the pressure's on, you're going to learn a lot. And I think he did learn a lot in this series. Dwight Howard is currently in the NBA Hall of Fame. He hasn't played in years, and he'll be 40 years old in December.
I try to give him the out. Like a Dwight Howard type of player.
Yeah, I know.
And then
you
followed it up with, oh, he's in shape.
If he's available.
Off-season agenda, get Dwight Howard and Reggie Jackson. Championship!
That is a reminder that we are welcoming more people back to the NBA and to Pistons basketball, which is nice.
Yeah. And they may have not known what's changed in the last 8 years.
Let's get to Andrew in Canton. Andrew, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Okay, I'm going to be that guy. So I was born and raised in Michigan my whole life, but my dad is an Ohio guy, born and raised there. So I'm an Ohio guy, and I got a bone to pick with this city. Right? I figured I was going to wake up this morning, go to work, and people were going to be like, okay, this was a young team. We scraped out two games. We probably should have won the series, right? And I get on, and people are slandering Cade. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, I don't know what else this city wants. I mean, this team, I don't even know if Cade's won more than 20 games in a season before this. And then all of a sudden they just want the flip to switch, right? Like, it doesn't make sense, right? But then you get Harbaugh, they'll give him 7 years like he's Jesus, right? But he eventually won, but there wasn't that much. There was some slander, but then you get the Lions, right, when they go to the conference championship, right, they should have won that game, but you get on the radio and it's slander, people throwing out Campbell's address. I just don't understand when it's just never enough in this city, and it's just like crazy to me, and I'm just curious what you guys think.
We want championships. And
I know that, but like there's a progression to it, and it just seems like they just, like, especially with the Pistons, you get on and it's just not much positivity
at all. Andrew, I understand your point. But even in your call, you alluded to the fact that they probably should have won this series. So I think that's where some of the frustration, and you know how this works too. When you get a taste of winning, you want more. I think that's what it is more than this being a bad fan base or a sour fan base.
Yeah, I guess part of me is too, is going into like even 3-4 weeks before the playoffs started, everyone was saying hey, we're probably not going to win the series. We right in. So there wasn't an expectation, but then they show heart, they show fight and all that. And they're, I mean, this team is young. There's really, you Andrew, know, and they made,
yeah, but
young
most people,
stuff,
so when we started just, looking at the seeding, we had the conversations. Do you want New York or do you want Indiana? And most people said New York because they felt like it was a winnable series.
And it was a winnable series. You know,
oh,
and I think
100% it was.
Like, Andrew, maybe we can help you out because I think a lot of people are proud of this team. Guys, if you call in and want to talk about last night, can you just preface your phone call with I'm proud of this team so Andrew understands?
Yeah, yeah.
Because well, I think that's Andrew, a given. Yeah. I think that's a given for a lot yeah. of people. I don't think there's really a dispute over whether this season was a success or you're happy to see them back in these atmospheres and having these moments again.
Not a lot of credibility when you start with, I'm an Ohio guy.
But I mean, if we could all help Andrew out, if you call in and we yes. got callers, if you're on hold, make sure you let him know, hey, Andrew, I'm proud of this basketball team, and then get into why they're eliminated.
Yeah, no, but I think the one thing he was highlighting is that there has been, I didn't expect this, a little bit more hammering of Cade and not realize, let him go through this another time at least before you start putting huge labels. Like they're reading this nonverbal one texted in when he's in the huddle late in the game in a timeout. Looks like he doesn't care. Not part of the conversation.
No.
And those are just like that's whoa. He's a very steady person.
Yes.
He's very even lined. So that's actually a good trait to have. But the other one too here is that we got a comparison. His career continues to arc Matthew Stafford's in Detroit. And this is basically the Dallas game to some degree because you had a controversial officiating moment, but guess what?
He still had a chance to win.
Stafford had a chance and Cade had chances. And Stafford was a lightning rod in this town.
Stafford would go on to win a championship.
Yes, he would.
And look, I think Cade's...
Yeah, breathe, people.
Yeah.
He's 23.
A year ago, what was the conversation? I'll tell you what it was. Should we give him the max?
Yeah.
There were people, John, you said yes, I said yes, but there were people in this fan base that said no, or I'm not sure.
This is his first time in the playoffs. An experience does matter. I thought that they were going to win the series. They should have won the series. They didn't. Part of the reason, and we could talk about Malik Beasley, we could talk about Asar Thompson, whether he contributes offensively or coaching decision to have him on the floor or not. Experience does matter. And Cade, they didn't have the experience going into this. He didn't have the experience going into this. Now he does. The question is going to be, what does he do with that experience? How is it different next time they're in this position?
Where I'm at with Cade is I think he can be better. And I'm not concerned that he will be. That make sense, John? I'm totally fine with calling in today and saying, hey, 0-for-8, not good enough. Moments in the series, he could have been better. He's got to get to that next gear. I understand that criticism. I am not concerned that he will get to that next level.
No, I think it's the progression. I think that's the next step. And it's him having that shot in game 4 and hitting it.
And then we're not even talking about officiating. We're talking about home playoff win yeah. and control of the series. And at the worst, still playing this series. 248-539-9797. Pistons fans have been great all morning. We'll keep talking with you guys. It's 97.1.
FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite prop bets, and now you can make a heads-up play with player performance trends. That means whether you bet on a player to score 30 points or put up a triple-double, you can check out the latest stats and see who's hot without even having to leave the app. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win something big. If you don't already have a FanDuel account, first of all, what are you waiting for? The playoffs and playoff time is the perfect time to join. You're going to get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to join today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit and make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, yeah, that also happened last night. Late night comeback for the Tigers. First team in the AL to 20 wins. Homer after homer after homer. And Javier Baze got things going. Gleyber Torres hit a home run. Dylan Dingler, Spencer Torkelson. And we'll play the Torque Mountain Climber game coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. How far are you willing to go? How big a year is this going to be for Torkelson? We know the season for Kenta Maeda has not gone well.
No, and you had mentioned it was not just 10 days ago, I believe it was.
You guys were like, it's crazy. He'd never get DFA'd this early into the season.
Well, yesterday, right at the beginning of the Malik Beasley run, I text you guys that Kenta Maeda had just been DFA'd.
So his last outing, he had that pitch that he barely made it off the mound. Was that the final straw for Scott Harrison Company?
I would think that watching that one, everybody makes mistakes, and that was a huge one. But that was probably like, we can't keep doing this.
I did have a question with it. They lost Andrew Chafin.
Yes, he signed with the Nationals.
Because as of yesterday, MLB teams could poach him. That's the way his contract was set up. Why didn't they DFA Maeda earlier in the day and keep Chafin and call Chafin up?
I don't know the answer to that question. They brought up Tyler Owens for now, who had a rough spring, but they liked some of the adjustments he's made. And it'll be interesting because what do they do? I know they also brought up Bo Brisky, but he's unavailable because of the 15-day IL until May 3rd, which is obviously tomorrow.
You said Tyler Owens has struggled a little in Toledo?
Not in Toledo, in the spring, in spring training. And they've liked what he's done and the adjustments he's made in Toledo.
I say, even if he struggled in Toledo, Chris Federer will turn him into Mariano Rivera. That's just how this thing goes.
Well, he didn't with Maeda.
Well, there's only so much you can do.
Right.
It's not a miracle.
Swing and a miss.
248-539-9797. Back into the Pistons. Guys, I've loved how much buzz there is around this team right now. People care about this basketball team again. And this team had a huge overachieving season. Having said that, this series was full of moments for them to get over the hump, and they didn't. So we've asked you guys, why did the season end so abruptly? And to satiate caller Andrew, if you'd like to say you're proud of him first, I think that goes without saying. Everybody should be very proud of the season the Pistons had.
There's disappointment on Twitch, and this one is, can't decide who I'm more disappointed in. Cookies for jinxing us, or me for not Tanya Harding you in the parking lot and preventing you from going.
I do have two working kneecaps. Why, John? Why?
Yeah, trust me, kneecaps is not what I'm going after. But yeah, the recovery would be a bit longer if I was going to go
that
route.
After?
Well, I mean, it's number of targets.
All right, I'll keep both eyes open.
Yes. Well, I'd go full gorilla. 100
gyms against one John Jansen. How does it go? Let us know. 248-539-9797. Heather, who wins that? 100 me's or one John Jansen?
Probably John.
I shouldn't have asked. Let's get back to the phones. T in Detroit. T, please don't answer that question. Keep it to basketball.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, listen. I'm very excited. I'm very proud. What a lot of people need to realize is this. Listen, the Knicks was built to win a championship. We were built just to win more than 18, I mean, at least 20 games. If you listen to all the experts in the preseason, they capped us at 25 wins. So when we won 30 games, we was playing with house money. Yeah, it felt good. And Little Caesar Arena was rocking. And then another thing I want to touch on Cade for a second, too. Cade is going to be okay. This is his fourth season with his third head coach. So he has yet to been in an established format into a system yet. Now, Durin, he needs to work on his hands. He has some of the clumsiest, softest hands ever for a big man. If he can get his hands together, and I think this organization falls in love with names. So I think that's why Hardaway was probably on the court for so long when we should have kept Beasley on the floor. He had the hot hand. So I'm extremely happy for this team. And we're going to be exciting for years to come. And I just don't want callers to call and think this is NBA 2K where we can trade Sasser and some draft picks to go get Giannis or things like that. We have to be realistic about our building for the future.
Is that the shift change or is that the barge behind you?
Oh, you know what? That's the parade for our Pistons this year. So you know, I'm throwing a parade for us right now.
Good answer.
On the spot, good answer, too. Yeah, he says we got to have realistic fans. A couple ticket techs on that. Ivy and 3-1s for Booker, make it happen. Ivy and 4-1s for Giannis, back-to-back texts. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get one of those stars, it's going to be multiple firsts. You're going to have to give up young players. And those are conversations I welcome.
I think we all do.
Yeah. Ticket text, 248-539-9797. Want to get more of your thoughts on the Pistons. Ticket texter says, thank God they lost. Now we can focus on the Tigers and our household, signed Lisa and Teddy.
Yes. Thank you.
Is there any truth to the rumor you're secretly happy the season's over?
I'm not secretly happy, no, but it does free up the schedule a little bit. I don't have to have the conversation anymore that you like to throw at me.
Why doesn't John care enough about this basketball team? He's watching regular season baseball.
Well, last night was a great example. We had one win, one lose.
If they're on at the same time.
Javier. He's got torque bombs.
He's already moved on, people. Yeah. We have not yet. We'll take more of your phone calls. Pistons Talk, 248-539-9797. In the 9 o'clock hour, we have Cookie Jar. And the theme this week is hard or soft. See if John can keep it together. It's 97.1. We'll get the Yodeler out and play Mountain Climber coming up at 9:18. We'll get to the Cookie Jar, 9:35, hard or soft. See if John can be an adult today. We got thoughts on the Pistons, 248-539-9797.
Why start now?
I know what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
We'll just see how juvenile you're willing to get. Let's start with Colin. You're on 97.1. Good morning.
Hey, boys. Honestly, I think, including some of these callers, first of all, I forget the guy's name, but I'm proud of this team. There are way too many people overreacting to this team losing this series against the Knicks. I mean, you're talking about a team that was this time last year. We were wearing paper bags to the arena and talking about selling the team. To go from there to a six seed and giving the Knicks a run for their money, I don't know where you find negativity in this. Obviously, there's some things during Game 6 that didn't go our way, but that comes with that playoff experience. I mean, there was the rebounding, the lack of the three-point shooting. But we're going to be back next year, and it's going to be a very different team. We're going to be a much more dangerous team. I see, realistically, a two or a three seed in the East for Detroit, honestly.
It's going to be hard to topple Cleveland and Boston, but three seed could be a target if they're, I guess, depending on the move they make. If they added a star, I think you could make the case to challenge for the top.
Yeah, and Colin, I think some of the conversation on Monday will be different than the conversation we're having today. It's still very raw. This is a series that they could have won, should have won. They didn't. And people are waking up this morning just disappointed that the season's over. I don't know that there's anybody looking at this season and going, boy, it was a disappointing season.
You got a couple knuckleheads on Ticket Text that want to make this a referendum on Cade. But I think most people recognize what this season was. You're right. A year ago, they lost 28 consecutive games, an NBA record. The owner had to come out and say, you know, aside from winning, we're doing so much. Last year was bleak, right? 14 wins, franchise low. They didn't win the lottery. Like, this was a much different conversation. Last May, we were sitting there in the lottery. This year, we don't even have a first-round pick because we gave it up because we achieved so much that they finally pay off that trade. It's a completely different conversation now around this basketball team. They have transformed their franchise with this season. They have elevated themselves into the class of playoff teams, and they could become a contender as quickly as next season. 248-539-9797. Daryl in Belleville, you're on 97.1.
Oh.
All right, Jeff in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
What's up?
This is what I see. I'm glad they lost because they lost in a dogfight. Okay? That's how it happened. They didn't, you know, if they won this one, they go to the next one, they could get swept, and they're going to end the season on a sweep.
Well, I would disagree. I would rather win a dogfight.
Yes.
Or in a dogfight than lose it and test yourself against Boston. Who knows if they get swept? They did beat Boston in the regular season.
They might win a game in that series.
But they beat New York, too.
Yeah. No, I think they could win a
game. But I'm never going to sit there and say, I don't understand the concept of I'm glad they lost.
Well, yeah, I want the season to go as long as it can.
The knowledge they're going to get from it. Like, you know, I go back to the Isaiah, you know, against Bird, and then, you know, the Magic and all that stuff. And every time it's a learning experience.
Yeah,
sure, but they got
a lot to dissect over the summer. So what went wrong, And it's just going to, the experience they got from this series is going to be priceless.
Agreed. I 100% agree with that. I just disagree with your first statement that I'm glad that they lost. I don't understand that. I can't understand that concept.
I don't get it either. Win the dog fight.
Yeah. And if you get swept against Boston, then so be it.
Exactly. At least you'd have a series win under your belt.
There's more that they can learn. There's more that Trajan Langdon can learn about this team and how they match up, how they want to add, who they want to add.
248-539-9797. He said there's a lot to dissect from that game.
Mm-hmm.
Cade goes 0 for 8 from 3. Cade needed to be better at the end. People have pointed out an 11-1 run to close.
Mm-hmm.
You need someone to make a shot. You look to Cade. Now, I'm fine with that criticism. I think it's fair. He's their best player. He's their star. I'd point out he's their only player at the end of the game because they got nothing from their three-point shooters. Beasley finally woke up in the first half, but they got nothing as a whole from their three-point shooters. Defense, the calling card, the thing that got them back in the game, that gave them a chance in these games, they left their best defender on the floor for a critical stretch with the lead late. That's what's getting me is if they had played Asar Thompson in the fourth quarter in all six of these games the way they did in game five, that simply might have been enough to win with all the flaws. And it feels like they left a bullet in the chamber in that way.
It could have been, but you still got to be able to hit the shots at the end when it matters.
Yeah.
And I don't know who that would have been. Or if they, I mean, even if they would have had the shots, because they did create themselves an opportunity with 4 seconds left, and it went through Malik Beasley's hands.
And that's the other big picture takeaway from all of this is, yes, you still need to add that other guy, that next piece. You want to do the thing where Cade's only a Robin, fine, go get him a Batman. My point is, I think he's a Batman, go get him a Robin. They need to get another superhero to take this team to the next step, because even if they beat the Knicks, they'd lose to Boston. Mm-hmm. So who are you adding that makes you a team that can beat Boston or Cleveland in a 7-game series? That now becomes the challenge for Trajan Langdon, which is a hell of a lot more fun than who am I signing to trade at the deadline because our team is mired in mediocrity.
And let's not forget, this team was constructed to sell at the deadline.
Yes.
And they ended up not selling. In fact, they bought on Schroeder, and that was a sneaky, nice move. But that's where... I know a lot of people won't get there till Monday, and they'll sleep on this and they'll live on this and marinate on it for the weekend. It does burn right now that, yeah, Cade didn't come up big in most of the fourth quarters. They lost to a team that they beat 3-1 in the regular season series. But when you look at where this team was last year, at the end of last year, with Troy Weaver, with a coach that didn't want to be here. Now they've got JB. Now they've got Trajan Langdon. Now they've won 44 games. They earned a postseason spot. And now it's a matter of what are they going to do between this year and next year. When Trajan Langdon originally signed Tobias Harris, it was to let's see what we can get out of him and then trade him at the deadline. This team was constructed to sell at the deadline, yet they didn't have to. And they made a postseason playoff. They were in a dogfight. They didn't get blown out in the postseason.
Schroeder helped them solidify seeding. He helped win them a game in this series, the move they made at the deadline. I'm sure there's a certain Dylan out there in the audience wondering if that's allowed.
Well, I mean, again, everyone is going to get there at a different time. And I think when we talk about this on Monday or next week when we have conversations of, okay, what do we need to add? Who do we need to go after? Who's available? Start that conversation. It's going to be a completely different feel next week than it is right now. It's still very raw.
I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be a battle this summer from the Ivy people. It's been a pretty constant drumbeat on the ticket text. I'm keeping an eye. Tom's been bringing in pages of ticket text. It's a pretty consistent drumbeat of, why don't we just see what it looks like with Jaden Ivy healthy?
Oh, don't block the young guys?
There's going to, because again, if we're going to have the conversations about a Booker or a Giannis or a Markkanen or insert available star player, mm-hmm. we're going to have to fight the Ivy people. I think there's a real undercurrent of, hey, just keep this young group together. Who knows where they would be with Jaden Ivy? They win the series with Jaden Ivy. We already had some of those phone calls today. 248-539-9797. John, we have to be very selective here for time. Is there someone that jumps out to you?
No, I mean, you pick and choose.
Dealer's choice?
Yeah.
Okay, Michael in Northville, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, just want to kind of follow up on what you just talked about. Obviously, proud of the Pistons to go from a 14-win season to the playoffs. Love to see them, you know, solidify another big pick for a three-point shooter. But I'd love to see more out of Ron Holland for being a top-five pick. I felt like he kind of disappeared or was MIA this entire series.
I don't know. You shorten the benches in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He played, you know, 8-9 minutes here, you know, game here, game there. You're not playing 9-10 guys in a postseason. And for a rookie, I'm certainly not at all viewing it like he's not.
He's a rookie. And there were moments where you saw what he could be. But when you get into the playoffs, you need a little bit more out of everybody.
Megan in Royal Oak, good morning.
Morning, guys. Just want to say, great Pistons season. Been super fun to watch my husband, who's a huge Pistons fan our whole lives, always go there every year with his dad to be so excited about the Pistons this year. Seeing the LCA light up like it did, it was so loud in there. It's just been a really fun season and super excited to see what we can do.
Were you there?
Also, we didn't. Totally. We went to all of the games that were home.
So then you know firsthand. Awesome. Yeah. That place never been that loud.
We have seats where you can stand, and we had to stand on our chairs. People were standing on the tables. It was insane. It was so much fun. We're excited to see like how many people come back next year. We got fans that are back, I think. And also, just want to state that we didn't have Stewart, and he's a presence out there as a defender, and we didn't have that, and that made JD tired. And so then he wasn't able to perform as well as he could have. If we had Stewart, this could have been a different series.
I think specifically games 3 and 4 when Towns went off, you really would have liked to see what Stewart does. Yeah, last night the defense chants were deafening, and the crowd was getting into it. And it became just this like this collective push from the crowd to will the team to a victory. I loved seeing LCA kind of literally standing on their feet and standing on chairs and tables for this basketball team.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I didn't get a chance to witness it firsthand, but contrary to popular belief, I did see it on TV.
There wasn't like a MLB TV.
No, Tigers didn't start till late last night.
But you could have been watching Ellie De La Cruz, knowing you. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll play the Torque Mountain Climber game coming up next. Cookie Jar before the hour ends, 9:35. It's 97.1.
A personal injury of any sort is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell them to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.